Hi, and welcome to the Animal Intuitive Show. My name is Ann Webb, professional animal communicator, nationally board certified massage practitioner, energy worker, and essential oils educator. On the Animal Intuitive Show, we talk about all things animal. Today I'm here to talk about how we can support our animals during times of transition and loss. Please keep in mind that nothing mentioned here is intended for the purpose of diagnosing or treating illness, and to please contact your veterinarian if you have any concerns about your animal family member. As a note, I will be responding to your questions in the comments section below, and please don't forget to hit subscribe and ring the bell to be notified of future Animal Intuitive videos. So I chose this topic today because I know from personal experience the challenges that can arise when trying to support the animals that we love. Through many years of working with animals, I have gained some insight into how we can best help our animals through these difficult processes. There are many types of transitions and many types of loss that can impact an animal. These can include a family move, being surrendered to a shelter, an animal just getting lost, experiencing the death of a loved one, and the introduction of a new human or animal into the animal's home. So I want you to try to imagine, if you can, you wake up one day to see your entire family packing up, not only their possessions, but all of yours as well. There's no explanation as to what is happening. If anything, you feel as if you're being purposefully ignored. Confusion and panic start to set in, as you are then put into a vehicle and brought to a strange new area. With no warning, you now have foreign people, sights, and smells, and there is no way to communicate the sadness, anxiety, and other emotions that you are experiencing. This example would be upsetting, to say the least, but it is also one of the most common scenarios that our pets go through during a move. The unexpected loss of their home, familiar sights and smells, and commonly but not necessarily the loss of their regular routine, which provides them with their sense of security as well, can leave them nervous, anxious, stressed, and scared. We are all energetic beings, including animals, and stress can impact us physically and energetically. It can be triggered by a myriad of things. One of the main triggers for animals, as far as their stress levels are concerned, is scent. When our animals breathe in, the scent receptors in their nose send signals directly to the amygdala and hippocampus, triggering memories and emotions, respectively. This is like walking down the street and catching the scent of someone cooking food and having a memory triggered of something your mother used to cook for you as a child. Conversely, it can trigger a negative memory as well and invoke feelings of anxiety. Because of our pet's olfactory system, this can be amplified greatly. It is incredible how sensitive our pets are to scent. The average house cat has 200 million sensory receptors in their nose, and depending on the breed, dogs can have anywhere from 149 to 300 million receptors in their nose. As for us humans, we only have about 5 million receptors on average. We also have a more developed neocortex, which gives us the advantage of compartmentalizing our memories and experiences. This gives us the ability to not get overly drawn in during these experiences. There are a few simple steps we can take to help ease these experiences for our pets, such as not washing their beds before or immediately after a move, letting them sleep with you or an article of your clothing, and keeping them surrounded with things that have either their scent or your scent on them as much as possible. Another helpful tool is essential oils. Because of the structure of the brain mentioned earlier, essential oils can be essential to easing your pet's anxiety. Oils like lavender have the ability to affect the hippocampus, calming the animal and providing ease during temporary bouts of emotional stress. Conversely, cleaning chemicals can have an adverse effect in our pet systems without us even being aware of it. The inhalation of harsh chemical cleaners can slowly deaden an animal's sense of smell, and chemicals can build up gradually over time in your animal's body, causing possible health problems. Inhalation isn't the only possible exposure risk. Floor cleaners that aren't properly used and removed can leach into our pet system through their paws as they walk, lay, and sleep in our homes. All natural cleaners are always a suggestion of mine. Our animal systems are very sensitive. Another common trigger is sound. Although it may be obvious that loud sounds may be a trigger for animals, many people neglect the use of soft, calming music to ease the anxieties of transitions. The use of calming music and white noise machines can be used in new environments, such as apartment buildings, where random neighbors could unintentionally upset your animals. Ignoring triggers that cause constant anxiety can actually lead to gastrointestinal distress, not unlike what happens to humans in high-stress situations sometimes. So keep in mind that changing a pet's food in any way too quickly during times of stress can backfire, even if you have the best intentions and to feed them very well. So please do your research, and you may need to talk to your veterinarian about the best way to transition from one food to another. If possible, find out what the animal was eating before you bring them home with you so that you can have their usual food available. However, I do often find that a species-appropriate diet can help ease stresses that our pets face every day. Feeding our pets species-appropriate diet, such as fresh meat or raw meat, helps to support their bodies by supplying live enzymes, phytochemicals, antioxidants, and unadulterated amino acids, vitamins, and minerals that this kind of food can provide. A study on raw feeding was conducted by veterinarian Dr. Anna Helm-Bjorkman of the University of Helsinki, Finland, who has studied pet food and raw meat diets in pets for almost 20 years. She found that dogs raised on dry food and changed to raw food for 3 months had a dramatic decrease in levels of homocysteine, which is a diet-related marker of inflammation and chronic disease in the body. I have found that for myself with my own animals, as well as many of my clients' animals, that a change to a raw food diet or at least fresh food diet has actually dramatically improved their quality of life. So environmental change can also affect our animals in many ways. Change of the kind of living situation that an animal is used to can be upsetting. For instance, moving from a house to an apartment. This can even impact indoor cats. Take into consideration the lack of space in their limited environment. Cats will often seek out small, safe spaces where they can curl up to sleep, so make sure that these are available when you move or when introducing a cat into your home. Dogs may even need to adjust to things like elevators and/or stairs, so don't assume as this can even be dangerous. It never even occurred to me that my newly adopted dog, Kane, was not very well experienced with stairs, and he took off at a high speed rate down a huge flight of stairs near my home, dragging me along with him. Prior to a move from New York to California, a family who I had worked with previously contacted me to communicate with their dogs, Buddy Love and Ganesh. I was asked to help prepare these two for the move. I explained to Buddy Love and Ganesh what to expect. I showed them images of moving boxes and packing, and showed them step by step going from one home to another. This included that flight scenario. I was provided with pictures of the new home and the area they would be near, and used this to give mental pictures to the two dogs to help them be more prepared for the changes to come. This is just an example of how animal communication can be used to reduce anxiety and stress during transition. I have found CBDs to be very helpful for supporting my pets and my clients' animals during times of stress. Cannabidiol is a popular natural remedy used for many common ailments. Your pet won't get high from CBD oil, but rather the idea is to promote relaxation. There is a great deal of research being conducted around the physical health benefits as well of CBDs. In fact, a study recently completed at Cornell suggests that 2 milligrams of cannabidiol twice daily can help increase comfort and activity in dogs with osteoarthritis. And don't forget that changes in climate can also affect animals. For example, an animal that is moving from the southwest to the northeast in the middle of winter may need some assistance adjusting to the change in climate. Acupuncture, which has been around for approximately 3,000 years, takes into consideration such changes and considers them very relevant to the wellness of both people and animals. If the animal system is thrown into imbalance or was already imbalanced, the impact can be significant on their health. You might consider this and provide added protection such as outdoor gear when needed and further support your animal by taking them for acupuncture or acupressure and massage or other forms of energy work. This leads into another very important topic, which is trauma. I remember one of the key factors I had to learn as a trauma and abuse specialist for humans was that something that might have minimal effect or impact on one person could potentially cause another person long-term trauma. I have found this to be the same through many years of my working with animals. Trauma can invoke an intense response, stall healing, both emotional and physical, and it can cause behavioral issues and can have energetic impact on our animals, which in turn can lead to health and wellness issues. Everything that I have talked about here in regard to transition and change, depending on its level of intensity, can cause trauma and can also manifest in behavioral issues. It is just a matter of the level of intensity and or duration that can take things into the level of trauma, as well as the individual personality characteristics and genetic makeup of the animal. Trauma is most common in situations of physical or emotional abuse, neglect, and loss. Loss can include the animal being surrendered to a shelter, the loss of a beloved human or animal companion, or change in family structure, such as divorce. Trauma is different from transition. Emotional scars can form that, if not addressed early on, can become a long-term issue. During times where trauma is suspected, I suggest staying open and aware. Flexibility and understanding are keys in this particular situation. Consulting an animal communicator like myself can help by providing clear information about what the animal is thinking or feeling, and to come to some conclusions about how you can best support your animals. Even just allowing an animal to have a voice and be heard can make a dramatic change in a situation. I recall a dog named Max, who I worked with, who had experienced some very difficult things in his early life. He was not properly trained on his walks, and his dog mom had been through quite a bit trying to correct this problem, especially living in a more heavily populated area. Max explained that he actually didn't need his dog mom to take him out on long walks every single day, and instead was okay with backyard and short trips to the bathroom with a few longer dog walker walks throughout the week. This was a huge relief to his dog mom because his walks were actually physically challenging for her, and this helped to take some pressure off of her. She planned to continue with his training as needed, but this realization helped to alleviate a great deal of stress for the time being. In fact, we are all always communicating with our animals. Animals are very in tune with our thoughts and feelings, and often before I've even spoken with an animal, they have at the very least an idea about what their human wanted them to know in our sessions. Animal communication is like any muscle. It's just a matter of exercising that muscle to strengthen it. Since I am usually communicating with animals every day, several times a day, it may be a little bit easier for me. However, I have seen many of my students communicating with animals within the first few hours of my classes. And also, if you would like to try communicating with animals or have done so and would like some assistance, I have a free downloadable animal communication MP3 to help with your animal communication skills. And that's available right on my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. Any and all of the tools that I have mentioned, including but not limited to animal communication, essential oils, acupuncture, massage, chiropractic, energy work, CBDs, and also Beamer, could be utilized to support an animal who's experienced trauma in their lives. The use of a Beamer, which is a machine that improves microcirculation and promotes the blood flow in the smallest blood vessels, engages the parasympathetic nervous system, which governs the rest and digest response and promotes the ability to focus on what is being asked, can be beneficial for all the situations I've mentioned. There are many things that we need to keep in mind to support our animals that we care for, but we also need to remember how sensitive animals are to our energy. Keep in touch with your own emotions and take a break when you need to. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Ask for help when you need it, whether it's from a good behaviorist or trainer, or incorporating some of the energy balancing tools I've mentioned for your animal or for your own self-care. Animals will respond much better, and positive growth will be more likely to occur if we are all interacting with animals in a more balanced way. I wanted to talk a little bit about my dog, Kane, who my husband and I adopted a few months ago. We knew that Kane had experienced trauma, physically and emotionally. He was actually doing very well in a foster home and had formed a significant bond with the foster family. This was great, but it actually meant that it was even more important for us to manage his transition into our home with care and understanding. It was important for us to give Kane time to acclimate and for us all to develop mutual trust. We couldn't expect Kane to be completely incorporated into our family overnight. We've had to respect the fact that Kane had lost now two families after his original caretakers had surrendered him at the age of 3 and a half with a serious injury that needed surgery and lots of follow-up care. As is usually the case when dealing with trauma, the layers of the onion peeled away, and it became clear that there was more and more investment of time, energy, and finances than we had expected. I knew that Kane had come to us for a reason and that there would be challenges, but I cannot predict the future. So we have needed to provide Kane with extra patience, love, and flexibility. It's been important to be open to the fact that we are going to be learning a great deal and to not assume how things should be going based on any of our expectations. This has helped us to be able to navigate these new waters better and also to enjoy the process more. So Kane is not 100% healed from his physical or emotional injuries, but he is an example of how animals can teach us so much, and that includes about ourselves as well. This leads me to what I consider to be of utmost importance. Animals are in our lives for a reason. Yes, they provide companionship, comfort, joy, and love. But when we look even deeper, we often see where the animals in our lives are here to help us heal and grow. I believe that God works through animals and have seen this over and over. Kane has challenged me in many ways, and I am sure that he is here to help make me better at helping other animals. I hope that you have enjoyed and benefited from this talk. As always, you can find me through my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. You can email me at Anne, that's with an E, at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com as well. I am available for individual distance and in-person animal communication sessions, classes, talks, animal massage, Beamer sessions, essential oils, and energy work. Thank you for listening, and please leave your questions and comments below, and I will be sure to respond. God bless.